Wild Orchid by Beverly Branagh, read by Christine Gowie. Wild Orchid is published in book form by Red Deer Press and is distributed by FitzHenry and Whiteside. E-audio published and produced by RMW Kids. Saturday, June 29, a prologue. I can hear her banging around in the kitchen. The trouble is, I'm not sure what she's thinking. Is she thinking about me? And if she is thinking about me, what will she do next? I'm not behaving badly. In fact, I'm just sitting on my bed, and I have my door locked to prevent myself from being dragged out to the car. The problem is not the car. The problem is that I'm not familiar with where we would be going. Also, I know that when people go away, it's possible that they don't come back. Maybe she isn't mad. Maybe she's thinking about something else. Maybe she saw a spider and is trying to disintegrate it with a broom. Or she could be tired and trying to decide whether to shatter the dishes instead of washing them. I have calmed myself down from our recent discussion. I counted to 100, 7 times, and found that to be very soothing. I know that when I'm angry, my IQ goes down 60 points, and I try not to let this happen. It is frightening to be stupid when I am not accustomed to it. I was having a good day until we started to talk. I woke at exactly 7:30, right on schedule. I brushed my teeth and washed up, and then began to sort things into boxes. I am very good at sorting things. When she knocked on my door, I indicated that I did not want to be disturbed, but she came in anyway.
"What are you doing?" she said.
I thought it was fairly obvious what I was doing. I was sorting things into boxes.